Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you spotlighting this week?
Oh, Chris, I want to give a major shout-out this week to Titans defensive tackle Jarrell Casey and center Ben Jones. This past Tuesday, Chris, the Titans, for the third straight year, they put on this thing called Dining with Hope. It's a dinner, and they actually held it at the Hope Lodge down in Nashville. It's actually the Cancer Society Memorial Foundation Hope Lodge. Now, these Hope Lodges, Chris, there's 35 of them throughout the country. This one, that's the Memorial Foundation one in Nashville. That is, it's the type of place that gives free lodging to cancer patients and their caregivers while they're undergoing treatment at one of the Nashville hospitals. So while they actually invited all those who were undergoing treatment and their families to this dinner, and of course Jarrell Casey and Ben Jones showed up, and they got to know all the guests, Chris, who were undergoing treatment, made them forget a lot about what they're going through, signed autographs for everyone in attendance last Tuesday. And here's the thing, they took photos with every single person who came got their picture taken with those two players. And they ended the evening with a question and answer session where the guys told a lot about themselves, but and also some of the other good work that they do in the community. So it was great for both parties, Chris. These guys getting the word out what they do, and of course making these cancer patients and their families feel so good. So this was a great story. It happened just again 2 nights ago. So major shout out to those two guys, Ben Jones and Jarrell Casey of the Titans. They continue to do great things.
Yeah, no, what a wonderful story, Bob. Thanks for sharing that one. And tonight I'm going to put my spotlight on several members of the Chicago Bears because they dedicated time and support during the month of November to the Salvation Army. They started out the month by doing a coat drive for all of those in need. And this is the 30th year that they've done this coat drive. And over that time, they've collected over 600,000 coats for people in need. Earlier this month, safety Dion Bush and a guy who is no stranger to our spotlight on the positive, where I think we've both done stories on Sam Acho, right? He joined the staff of the Salvation Army at their homeless outreach unit, handing out meals and taking pictures. After handing out those meals, both of those guys went to the Salvation Army Freedom Center to visit with kids in their after-school program. Senator Cody Whitehair went to the Salvation Army Emergency Disaster Service warehouse to help pack Christmas dinner boxes with the kids from the Taft High School freshman football team. So kudos to so many members of the Chicago Bears for joining in with the Salvation Army and its many branches to do a lot of really good things for the folks in and around the city of Chicago. Bob, they continue to impress me, the Bears. Sam Acho, obviously a guy that we've talked about many times, but now getting more and more members of the Bears involved and doing more and more great things. And I think we can expect to see more of it with the Salvation Army as we get towards or closer towards the next part of the holiday season. But kudos to those guys, Bob. Great stuff.
Great stuff. And Acho, like you said, Chris, has been one of the NFL Man of the Year candidates on numerous occasions. And that's just great. And again, yeah, it's the holidays, Chris, but you and I are here each week to tell you that the guys that we talk about do it year-round, and that's the greatness of these guys. But, yeah, it does have a kind of a more of a special effect this time of the year. But, again, our favorite part of the show.
Yes, it is. All right, my friend, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our sincere thanks again to Corey Proctor, Tony Collins, J.J. Burden, Paul Alexander, and Greg Montgomery for joining us tonight. And Bob, as always, thank you for sharing your Thursday nights with me, my friend.
Well, thank you, Chris. That was some lineup. I just enjoyed talking to every one of those guys immensely. Some old friends, most of them old friends, and we'll continue to do it. What are we doing next week?
Yeah, next week, former Raiders offensive lineman Bruce Davis is going to be back with us. Always a good time talking to Bruce.
Yeah.
Our good friend and SEC Network broadcaster, Will Kohlmeyer, has been a wonderful supporter of the show, so look forward to catching up with Will. former 49ers quarterback JT O'Sullivan is going to be joining us. He'll be making his TNT debut with us. And a longtime overdue return visit from former Major League pitcher John DeAquisto. We had John on several years ago. I think it was back in 2012. So it's been a long time since John has been a part of the show. So looking forward to catching up with him. And plus, of course, Tony Collins will join us to go through our five-star picks of the week. So looking forward to catching up with all of those guys here next Thursday night. I want to remind everyone how you can follow us on social media. Well, first on Facebook, give the show page a like, Thursday Night Tailgate. That's very important to us. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean. I can't thank those guys enough for featuring us front and center in their NFL fan section. So check us out on Podbean.com or download the Podbean app. You'll find Thursday Night Tailgate when you're looking for, if you just do a search for NFL, or you just do obviously a search for the show, you'll find us right there and you'll be able to take us with you everywhere you go. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, have a great week. It's great being back with you. And we also want to thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and ads. We want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music as well. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.